I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It don't matter if you're tall, it don't matter if you're small, it don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all, 'cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends holding fast.
Hello and welcome back to Erica Cota visiting for the holidays, and she just missed the deadline because here we are. We're going to where for what's for breakfast?
Bemidji.
Jimmy. What's your last name, Jimmy?
Plantwistle.
You're going to have to spell it because it's just awkward.
It's long.
Spell it.
Sorry about that. Flintwistle. Flintwistle.
Oh, come on. That's not really your name.
We don't care if it's his name or not.
Jimmy Flintwistle. I love it. What band do you perform in?
Oh, just a one-man show, you know. Just a one-man show. Well, actually, I think next—not this first Friday. We got some company coming up, but the first Friday, John Henningsgaard hosts, you know, down at Headwaters. We'll be doing a little comedy set over there. So, stay tuned for that. Among many other artists, of course.
So we missed the main thing that we need to know: what you had for breakfast.
You know, I don't want to go against the system, you know, because this is like you said, the sensation sweep in the nation. But I don't think the banana I had this morning is worth much of a story to tell. But I sent you an email. Tomorrow I got something cooking. Tomorrow I got something for breakfast that's going to knock your socks off.
Okay.
I don't think you get to eat it, but I could tell you about it because it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Definitely. We want to hear about it.
It's called, it's an Iraqi dish. It's called maklala. This isn't funny. I'm actually telling you this is good stuff here.
Okay.
It's called maklalam. It's an Iraqi lamb and eggs. And you brown the lamb with some curry. And then you add like a little some tomato sauce, and you cook the lamb in the tomato sauce, and you bake it in the oven for a little bit. Then you just crack the eggs right at the end there. You bake them on top, and then you put a little parsley on there, and you lap it up with Jimmy's homemade pita bread. I'll tell you what, ain't gonna find a better breakfast than
in the
Northland here.
Where'd you get that recipe from?
You know, I came across it, we were looking for something to do with lamb for breakfast, the wife and I, and we came across, this dish, and then we tried it, and we're just like, holy smokes, you know? We're not normally eating lamb for breakfast or curry for breakfast or tomatoes for breakfast, but I'll tell you what, pretty good.
Sounds pretty good.
Made a lot of people happy in the morning.
You had a comparison of what it feels like eating that good food.
I did, yeah. In the email, I said it's like kissing an angel chicken from Iraq.
Yes, you did, Jimmy.
Today's political climate might seem a little risky, but the chickens are decent people. I got that from George Carlin, so I can't. But chickens are good people, you know. They don't cause nobody no harm.
No, they just kind of wander around a little bit. Let's go back to the banana, though. I mean, was it a banana that had been sitting in a vessel for several days? Was it brown?
Yeah, the wife doesn't, she likes some green on top still, and I saw that one had a little spots on it, and it's not like I had my eye on it, but I thought, boy, that thing needs to get eaten before it, otherwise it turns into banana bread in, 4 months or so.
4 months. Did you enjoy it?
I don't know if it's, I ate so many bananas when I was a kid. It's hard to think, it's hard to get too excited about a banana in the morning, especially when all you can think about is lamb and tomato sauce and eggs. But, the wife, boy, she cooks some amazing breakfast. So, yeah, I don't get too thrilled about a banana.
I understand that. I want to be excited about a banana, but sometimes it's just like, eh.
Well, I think you get really picky. You know, it's a personal preference where exactly you like it in terms of, I don't say doneness, but, you know, ripeness, right? And so it's hard to find that perfect one, and that's how it goes. Now, I want to know, Jimmy, do your kids like the...
Yeah.
Chicken, or no, the lamb with the baked eggs and curry for breakfast.
You know, we have an 18-month-old, and so by the time, the first time we made it, she wasn't eating that quite yet. So tomorrow she's going to get her chance.
Oh, wow. My God.
Starting to get a little picky, though, so I don't know. She might be whining and fussing that I ate her banana.
We're talking with Jimmy Flintwistle this morning from Bemidji. He's our guest on What's for Breakfast. Now, why do you listen to KEXE, KBXE?
You know, actually, last Friday, I had the day off because I'm a teacher. I actually have to be at school here pretty quick. But I was listening to the program, and I don't know, you got the phonology going. You got, by the way, Soul Kitchen this morning made Jimmy's day.
That a guy. Good job.
I love that song, and I'll tell you what, that's popping up on the radio. You just don't hear that very often, so my hat's off to you guys, because that made my morning.
Good. I'm glad you like it. Hey, what'd you get for Christmas? You want to share it with us?
Yeah, I did. I got some, Jimmy got some wool long underwear, and I'll tell you what, those things are toasty, toasty. I sure do enjoy putting those on. I'm wearing them right now. Gonna be a little warm today, I think. Though, but that was kind of the big prize.
You're gonna wear them in school today. It's like 30 degrees.
Yeah, I know, but I work in them in my classroom that I got. For some reason, I don't know if they leave the air conditioner on or what, but
All right.
It's a little chilly. It's a little chilly.
So, what do you teach?
Currently, I teach English.
Currently, like, do you change every week or so, or what?
I did change. You know, we moved up from the cities a couple of years ago, and I did have to switch it up. I used to teach down in St. Paul, Minnesota. Taught about the birds and the bees and all the fun stuff that some folks don't want to talk about.
Are you Canadian?
I was born in Canada. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like it. Yeah, I know you have to get going to class, but Homestead Mills, Jimmy, is the sponsor of What's for Breakfast. So you get either a country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered right to your flat in a cream-colored linen sack. What are you thinking?
Let's do the wild rice pancakes while we're on the breakfast program.
You got it.
Get a photo of the daughter with the lamb curry egg bake tomorrow.
We'll do. We'll send it in. We'll send it in for you, and you guys can have fun. I'm sure some will be in her mouth, and some will be all over her face.
All right.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Hey, thanks, guys.
We like Jimmy. Jimmy Flintwistle from Bemidji, our guest on What's for Breakfast this Friday morning. Thanks so much for tuning in. Yes, we'll be friends.